Death is an absolute certainty in this world. I know that's a pretty morbid way to kick things off today, but it's true. Death is an absolute certainty for you and for me. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now that I'm well into my 60s, whilst still fit and healthy, I nevertheless think more about the end of my life than I used to when I was, say, in my mid-30s or even my mid-40s. Well, that's only natural, because as we read in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, everyone must die once, then they are judged. So Christ was offered as a sacrifice one time to take away the sins of many people, and he will come a second time, but not to offer himself for sin. He will come the second time to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Yep, everyone has to die sometime. But notice, if you will, what comes next. Then you are judged. Now, I don't know where you're at in terms of your faith, but this is going to be true for everyone. We will all be judged. That is, or at least should be, a sobering thought, because the outcome of that judgment will make all the difference in how we spend our eternity. It will be quite literally the difference between heaven and hell forever. But Jesus came as a sacrifice for you, to pay the price of your sin and to take away the burden of your sins. And he's coming again one day to bring salvation to you if indeed you are waiting for him. Well, are you waiting for him? Are you living your life as though he's coming back for you? Because one day you will die, and then you will be judged. Live your life for Jesus today, because that one day, well, it could come sooner than you think. That's God's word fresh for you today. Living your life for Jesus, it's easier said than done. Sometimes it's really, really tough, which is why prayer is so important. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. We would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.